Open the door and step inside to a world of practical magic, where we blend the mystical and mundane worlds of the everyday witch. Presented by Wise Woman Witchery and hosted by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Witch Next Door. I'm Emily.
And I'm Veronica.
And we're so glad you're here with us. Welcome.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We never went anywhere. I mean, sometimes we go someplace where we're not talking to all of you, but we're still out here doing life.
Things.
Yeah, stuff and things. And with the dash of magic here and there. Right? That's what we're doing. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we're doing. So we wanted to continue with this idea of offering up a spell every few episodes. So I'm going to offer a spell today. Veronica did her love spell last time, her self-love spell. And this week I'm going to offer up an abundance spell. I'm going to give you sort of the bare bones of it, I guess, so that you can tweak it to meet your needs. But I'll give you sort of the guidelines of how I performed this spell, and then you can make choices in whatever way works for you.
Cool.
I'm trying to remember, Veronica, I know one time I got a spell from you as a gift, and I think it was an abundance spell.
It's very possible.
You don't remember. Yeah. And it had a candle, mm-hmm. and there were words that you said over the candle, and then you were supposed to light it like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there were herbs in there too, but I can't remember if you used the herbs in the ritual or they were just or in the spell or if they were just there. I can't recall now.
It was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago, like
15,
probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I still remember. It was the coolest box it came in, and it had, and you burned all
the edges.
Is it the
one that that's what I was like, is it like I wrote it like a scroll and I burned the edges and mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was rad. I do remember that.
It was very witchy.
That is a good gift.
It was a very good gift.
Yeah.
Yes. A spell. And you can buy spell kits now. Mm-hmm. You've seen them out and around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, spell kits for everything.
It's true.
Anything you can think of.
It's true. I like to just use what I have on hand and, make a little everyday magic happen. Mm-hmm. So the spell I'm going to talk about today is a spell that is really best done if you have a specific number of things you are wanting to bring in. So if you were, like I was sharing this spell with somebody who is a yoga teacher, and she was saying, oh, I could use that, or some idea of that to bring more people into my classes. Or if you were maybe trying to earn a certain amount of money in a certain amount of time. Or I don't know, what else would you want to grow?
Like a specific number? That's so cool. So like if you want a specific number of animals in your life.
Oh my God. Yes. If you want that, you could do that. That's an interesting thought, Veronica. Do you need more animals?
No, I have so many right now.
I know. I know.
That's the most I've ever had.
I think you're at capacity.
I am full.
Wait, you only have four, though.
I have four, two dogs and two cats, which is a lot for me.
Yeah, that's not that many. Yeah.
I know, it's not a lot for you.
But you have a dog that is very busy.
Yes, he needs a lot.
Yes, so maybe don't use this spell if you're Veronica
I don't want any more animals.
No.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you how you could do this, and then you can think about how it might work for you and what you're wanting to manifest. So you're going to want to do this spell on a new moon, because you're going to be working it from the new moon to the full moon. Okay, so cool. It is a everyday commitment for 2 weeks, basically. So you're going to take whatever it is you're trying to manifest, and you're going to write that down on a piece of paper, and you're going to place it in the center of, well, what will be the center. So you're going to place it in a space where you have room to work around it. And in that, you're going to put it, you're going to put a bowl on top of it, and you're going to put a candle in the bowl. Okay. So part of this ritual is that you're coming to this space every day and you're lighting this candle. And on the first day you do it, you state the thing that you want specifically, you light the candle. And then what I did, because I was, I think I was trying to get to a certain dollar amount for something. I used pennies. So you could use pennies, you could use stones, you could use beans. I mean, maybe you're trying to grow a garden, I don't know. But you could use anything that you wanted to use as your item. But I took pennies and I put them around my candle. And I believe I did, I figured out the math, but you don't have to be as well. I'm kind of a geek. Oh my God. So it's like, I need 9 pennies and then I need to add to those every day. So I started with, I remember I had 9 pennies around, and then on the second day I lit the candle and I stacked another 9 pennies on top of the first 9 and added another row. So it's starting to grow out like a mandala. And I did this every day for 2 weeks. So it gets big. So you want to have some space to work this.
So hold on. Is this inside the bowl?
No, it's around the bowl.
Oh, it's around
so
the
bowl. So the bowl holds the candle and it sits on top of the thing you're wanting to manifest, the statement. Okay. And you say that statement every time you light the candle. And then I added the pennies and I just kept adding them. So the center 9 get taller, right? They get a lot taller. Mm-hmm. Each other layer gets a little taller, but that center 9 are always going to be the tallest. But I can't remember the total number, but I remember I did the math so that after 14 or 15 days or whatever it was, I had the right amount of pennies. So again, you don't have to geek out as hard as I did with my math.
So the number of pennies equaled the amount of money you wanted to bring into your life? Is that what you...
I think it wasn't okay. The exact amount, but it was like instead of $100, it would have been like 10 pennies, but it was, so it was a bigger amount of money, but it was like, I didn't have 1,000 pennies.
Yeah.
And for those of you who might like have really stellar math skills, you might've already figured out what the number is. I can't even remember now, but I remember starting with 9 and then working my way out. So anyway, whatever that came out to. But what's kind of cool is at the end of this 2 weeks on the full moon, I did it one last time. And then at the pinnacle of that, I took all the pennies and I ended up taking them away from there and taking them out and dispersing them in the world. So I would like leave them as tips in tip jars or drop them because I leave offerings sometimes to the parking lot gods or fairies. And so I would drop them out there. I mean, it's probably not good to leave pennies on the ground. I hope I don't get arrested for saying that. Right, it's probably not good to like, maybe that's littering, I don't know, but anyway, I do leave pennies as offerings at times, so I would leave them out there. But after that 2 week period, after that moon, I took all of them and started dispersing that energy out into the world, and that's that was cool. How I ended the spell. So if you were using stones, you might take them out and scatter them somewhere, or or give them to the water or the earth. If you were using like beans or something that was more biodegradable, you might take those out and scatter them. But the idea is you don't want to hold, you're building the energy and then releasing it so that it can do the thing it needs to do. Nice. Does that make sense?
Oh, heck yeah. That's okay. So cool. I love that.
So that is my abundance spell offering to all of you out in the world.
I love that because it's like, it's simplistic, but it also like is complete, you know?
Well, and it's something you're committing to doing every day. So you're really building that energy and you're committing to it. It's not just like this little one-off thing, which one-off things are totally good. But when you're trying to really, for me, when I'm trying to focus on something bigger, I need to have that like building and not just like one and done.
Yeah.
I know that about myself.
Gives you a focus.
Yes, exactly.
That keeps your focus.
And there are probably a lot that's of cool. other ways, like variations on this spell. Like maybe you put a jar in the middle instead and you just add to that jar every day. And maybe you don't do some big elaborate thing, although it was pretty, just for the record. but you could.
It sounds pretty.
Right? You could just put things in there. Yeah, put things in the jar. Yep. Actually, I just had this thought that you could actually, like, if you're trying to bring something into being for yourself, whatever it might be, maybe it's confidence, maybe it's strength, maybe you're putting things in something in there that's edible, and at the end of that time then you ingest it. You know, don't ingest pennies or anything, but I was thinking jelly beans. I was like, oh, that's jelly beans in a jar, that sounds delicious.
I was thinking about candy too.
That probably isn't going to give you strength, but it might give you energy and confidence for a minute. It gives me a bad case of the sillies is what it does. Yeah. I get ridiculous and then I crash. I'm like, I need some sugar. Yeah, that's so funny.
Down. Yeah.
And it's all over.
Oh my gosh.
But
I love that. Thank you for sharing that spell. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as I have you here, do you have any thoughts on like abundance spells? Do you have any like go-to little quickie things that you use?
Yeah, good question. I feel like when I'm wanting to bring more abundance in my life, I tend to go do a lot of prayer work and just like focus on intention. Yeah. And I think I feel like specifically when I think abundance, a lot of times it has to do with like something that I'm wanting, you know?
Yeah.
Something tangible. So usually something. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's a new house. Maybe it's so like really clarifying my intention of like what I want.
Yeah.
And I might like do artwork around it, like do a drawing or like this is what my life would be like. Like to help with visualization, because I'm a really visual person. So like, this is, you know, what my life would be like if I had this career or if I had this house or like, you know, and how the good would like ripple out. Like, it's not just for me, like, but this coming to me would also ripple out to help others as well. Yeah, I feel like it's more for me, I've done intention through prayer work and visualization and art as well.
Yeah.
Like I might even go like do a collage or something. Mm-hmm.
A vision board?
Yeah, a vision board. Like, yeah. I mean, that's like manifestation kind of thing that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could be manifesting abundance.
Do you tend to time things with the moon or the day of the week or the season or the time of day?
Yeah, it's usually the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the time of day is just whenever the heck I have time. You know?
Truth. Spoken but like, with truth.
Yeah, I definitely, the new moon is a really good time. You know, I always feel like that feels, but also I have done like manifestation on the full moon.
Uh-huh.
Just using that height and, you know, like a one and done kind of thing, like you're talking about, because I feel like that using that height of that energy at that time.
Well, it amplifies, right?
Yeah.
The full moon's like an amplifier. So it's great for clearing and cleansing, but it's also great for pumping things up a notch.
Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm loving like this. It's just talking about these spells and like getting re-energized about like how I could like manifest things for myself, you know?
Yes. Go get it, girl. Go get the thing you want. Okay. So I just want to share one other little quick spell that is not mine. I just use the heck out of it. I think it's from Dorothy Morrison and it's in the Everyday Magic book, I believe. I hope that's correct, but that used to be the one I'd go to for like all spells when I first started my witchcraft journey. And before I was like even like officially on a witchcraft journey, I was doing it all the time and using that book all the time, excuse me. But there's a really simple spell in there that I use for finding a parking spot, and it has never failed me. Goddess Mother, lift your face, find for me a parking space. So that's it. And then I leave a penny there too. When I get that parking spot, better believe I'm leaving a penny on the ground. Thank you very much. So
could you say that a couple more times?
Yes. Goddess Mother, lift your face, find for me a parking space. And again, I can take no credit for this, except I'm really good at saying it, but I did not write it.
I love that because there is that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, when is this ever going to happen? And I'm like, if I stay calm, I just need to stay calm.
Yes.
Stay calm. It's all going to happen in good time.
You know, what's hysterical is yesterday I had like a serious parking lot debacle and I did not even think to use that, which is so dumb because I use it all the time. And I'm just remembering, like, I was driving in circles and I thought, I'm not even going to go here because I can't even find a parking spot. And then I ended up finding one like 5 blocks away and I was like, fine, I'll just walk. I don't even care. And then I went to Costco.
Oh.
Yeah. I parked so far away. And when I came out, it had started raining. This is awesome. But it's fine. I had my raincoat. My groceries did not have a raincoat, but but I wish I'd thought of the spell yesterday when I was out running those errands.
Oh my gosh. So, now you're reminding yourself.
Now I feel like I need to put another post-it in my car.
Yeah.
This perimenopause brain is making me forget stuff all over the place. I'm like, where are my tools? I have no tools. I have tons of tools. What's wrong with me?
My brain just goes like blank. I'm like, what? And I'm like staring and I'm like, brain fog? What is happening right now?
I don't understand. This is very weird. Strange, this world.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like I know I knew how to do this before, but now I don't anymore.
Yeah.
Today, in this moment, just like I can't find my words. I'm like, where'd that word go? I know I'm trying to tell you. I could draw. We could play Pictionary, and I could nail it, but I can't find the word.
Different part of the brain.
Oh my god. Anyway, again.
Tangents. Spells.
Right. Yeah. Goddess Mother, lift your face, find for me a parking space.
Goddess Mother, lift your face, find for me a parking space. Yes. I love that.
There you go. Thank you, Dorothy Morrison.
Thank you, Dorothy Morrison.
Awesome. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in. And please, if you want to give us a little support here over at The Witch Next Door, give us a little like, star rating, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that happens over on the platform you listen to us on, because I know there are so many of them out there. This helps other people find us and gets us a little more action in the world. That came out really wrong. You know what I was just saying about not having my words?
It helps us be seen.
Thank you. More visible. Oh my goodness. And if you want to learn more about some new things that are coming up, hop on over to wisewomanwitchery.com and you can learn all about upcoming offerings, including our in-person retreat that's happening in June.
It'll be so fun.
So fun and beautiful. It's a beautiful place here in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. And we have a lovely private campground we're going to be chilling at together. It'll be fab. And
nice.
Super witchy and very connecting. It's always nice to connect with all of you. Getting to see you in real life is pretty special.
Have s'mores. Are we going to have s'mores?
We're going to have s'mores? What kind of camp out do you think this is?
They're my favorite.
I know.
I mean, banana boats are good too, but s'mores are amazing.
Banana boats are disgusting.
Oh, you don't like bananas. I'm so sorry I said that.
I now eat bananas sometimes. But they have to be processed in a certain way for me to eat them. I do not want them cooked in that boat type fashion.
With marshmallows and peanut butter chips? Oh my God, so good.
No, it seems a little slimy. That's the thing.
It gets a little slimy.
Okay, but if people want banana boats, if you're coming to the retreat and you want banana boats, you just please, let me know and I will make sure that those items are there for you. I'll make it happen. We'll have some goodies.
Help. I'll help too.
We'll sing some songs around the campfire.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks for helping, Veronica. I need all the help I can get.
Always.
All right, lovelies. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Until then, keep it magical. Thank you for joining us on The Witch Next Door. Join us next week as we explore more ways to make every day more magical. Can't wait? Visit wisewomanwitchery.com or follow Wise Woman Witchery on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on all current offerings and be a part of the tribe. All episodes are created by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Music written and performed by Jean Cornelius.